Question 1. English Literature. Practice 4. Now listen to a lecture related to the topic in Step 1. Fill in the blanks of the note diagram below with the keywords or key phrases shown. Not all of the words or phrases will be used. Who wrote Shakespeare, students? The question sounds almost illogical, doesn't it? You all want to shout out, "Duh, well, Shakespeare did, of course." Who else could have written Shakespeare? If only it were that simple. I'm afraid that in literary studies, things are never quite that simple. That is a good lesson for all of you to learn. Consequently, before we start our analysis of the Hamlet text you have so diligently brought along with you to class today, we're going to examine the authorship debate. There are some literary scholars out there who believe an aristocrat called Edward de Vere actually wrote the plays we think of as Shakespeare's, under a pseudonym. The problem is that the arguments to support this claim are actually rather sketchy and poorly researched. Their notion is, in my opinion, a conspiracy theory, with little genuine supportable evidence. For example, it's true that not one single document categorically states that William Shakespeare of Stratford wrote King Lear or Hamlet, but then no such document exists for any other playwright of the time either. While the so-called anti-Stratfordians find it mysterious that Shakespeare's signature doesn't appear on the early quartos of his plays and that, in fact, no name appears on them at all, this is actually easy to explain. It is because, at that time, contemporary plays weren't considered to be literature. Authorship was not considered particularly relevant or important since theater was considered to be popular art, not serious art. It was only after Shakespeare's death that his colleagues decided to collect his plays and publish them in the so-called First Folio in 1623. There are also numerous extant documents referring to William Shakespeare as actor and playwright. These are easily accessible to the serious scholar. Why would Shakespeare's contemporaries, like playwright Ben Jonson, have referred to him so often by name, had it really been a pseudonym? An entire group of artists wouldn't all agree to shield someone's identity without motivation. What could they gain from it? What would the purpose of such a deception have been?